Hello, Teen Wolf fans. Tonight we're discussing Season 6, Episode 15, Pressure Test. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone. We are here discussing Season 6.
I think we're missing our music. I'll do it. There it is.
I like it.
There it is.
They're just waiting for you to sing along, Ryan. We're always just waiting for Ryan to sing. Everyone's in for a special treat this evening.
That's right.
We're talking Pressure Test. We didn't talk about it last week with Kylan Rambo. We had him in the booth. We wanted to just talk to him. So today we're talking Pressure Test. You know you've been waiting for
it. I have.
Here
and,
we are.
And for those who don't know me yet, I'm Ryan Mallody. Nice to meet ya.
Where can we follow you, Ryan?
You can follow me at Ryan Mallody. Nice to meet ya.
I'm Kristen Elizabeth Snyder. You can follow me at Cinematic Escape.
I'm also sitting right here at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV with the best Teen Wolf fans ever, the best AfterBuzz TV fans ever, and the live chat is popping, so come on in. I missed it last week because I was in Wyoming watching the eclipse, which was...
Becoming a Teen Wolf.
I gotta say, I'm it was one of the most spectacular things I've ever seen, and I mean, I almost felt kind of Teen Wolfy afterward. I mean, I felt like...
Aww.
I mean, it was like a full moon. Well, it was technically a new moon.
Right.
But I felt something. I felt something. Anyway, there was that. I'm glad to be back for this episode.
I'm glad
and,
you're back,
they
Ryan.
Didn't. They didn't play Teen Wolf today. They played it last week because today we have the VMAs.
Right. But, and Dylan Sprayberry's sister, she is coming in. She's on the show now. But she can't come this week because she's at the VMAs.
Of course, the VMAs.
And next
well, that's
week
cool. That's
is
cool
Labor Day weekend. So we're going to have we're going to still have the show, but we're not going to have a guest because everyone's away.
And I will be away in one of those.
Stop
I'm
it.
One of everyone. I know, but
it,
I promise.
Stop
it. That should be the last one, okay? I'm sorry, you know. I'm going down to, of all places, Galveston, Texas, where there was just a hurricane, because, like, what better place to vacation than.
Good
in
idea. Store.
But you know what? Since we won't have a guest next week, happy to say we have a guest this week.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show my mom!
Woo! Hi, everyone!
Now you see where I get it from.
Yeah. She's so pretty.
Isn't she pretty?
She's so pretty. Now I know where you get it from.
Yeah.
Now you're pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
exactly.
She's super nice and smart and humble.
Are you describing yourself right now, Ryan?
I'm talking about my mom. But thanks for noticing.
Genetics are strong.
They are. No,
well,
it'd be good to get
thanks for being
a,
with us.
It'd be
Thank
good to
you.
Get a parent's
thanks
perspective.
For me.
Just, you know.
Yeah, we love the parents in Teen Wolf, so it's nice to have one in the studio with
just keep, us. Just, you know, just keep
Happy
the
to be here.
Embarrassing moments to yourself, if you would, Mama.
Oh, we got
to
get one in by the end of the show, so think of something really
Absolutely.
Embarrassing you can tell
Absolutely.
Us about, Ryan.
Unplug her.
Okay, talking about the show, though, we start, Theo didn't die when we saw him get shot at many times a couple episodes ago.
You can't have Theo die.
He is being electrocuted, though, by Schrader, who sounds like Shredder.
Almost like Shredder, right?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's perfect for a villainous kind of, you know, theme.
And he's being attacked by this guy from Eichenhaus, who just apparently doesn't like the supernatural either, and he's also electrocuting Tierney and Jang. Part of Satomi's pack.
Who have these wicked cool blue eyes.
Yeah, because they're not innocent. They went on a rampage of their own.
They did. And Theo masterminded their confession.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Working with the sheriff. I liked seeing that side of Theo.
Yeah.
It seemed like Theo this episode, thankfully, decided to join the pack again.
I mean, he doesn't. For you're hot, then you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out.
Are you guys watching Katy Perry right now, or are you watching Ryan?
You're up and you're down. Come on, Theo, pick a side.
Yeah.
Any side.
Well, I'm glad that he's with the pack now. It was nice to see him. And he said he was going to kill Tierney and Jang, and I believed him, and I was glad that he did not. And he was very smart. He was using his own MacGyver plan to get out of that and convincing Schrader to, you know, keep electrocuting them so he could break out of those, you know, hand restraints and save the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do find out later on, we can talk about that, that Tyranny and Jang, they're not innocent. They've killed innocent people, which is a no-no if you're going to be part of Scott's pack.
Right.
And they pay for it later, unfortunately. So Scott goes out of his way the entire episode to protect them at the sheriff's station.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like Scott. You know, Scott wants everyone to, he values life so much.
Yeah.
But even in, you know, even in this circumstance, even the sheriff, who's been, you know, someone who's been on the side of life and justice, he's even telling Scott, listen, this is war.
Yeah.
You know, war, what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Sing it again. Hey! But yeah, it just goes to show that...
It's a Frankie.
Yeah. Yeah. It even, yeah. Sometimes, you know, even your most rock-solid moral code can have a crack in it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put aside your certain values for others. And this is a scenario where it's like, we got, you know, things coming to a head. What are you going to do? Are you going to try to protect all life or the life that matters? Or I mean, what's the true enemy here?
Yeah. No, I agree. But it was nice to see that Theo's back in the pack and they're all coming together to fight together.
Ah, well, we have our
the chat.
AfterBuzz TV chat. Regulars, give a big shout out to CC Freak, Craig K, Tay Tay, Ivan
these.
Soto. These guys are awesome. They're always
thank
in
you
there
guys
talking.
For tuning in while the VMAs are on.
Yeah,
that's so sweet of them.
That is commitment. These guys are our pack.
Yes,
but
definitely.
They don't think that Theo is in the pack. Ivan Soto almost vehemently exclaims, "He is not part of the pack." CC Freak backs him up and says, Theo is pack adjacent.
Yeah, I agree, but he
he's like a carry-on pack.
Right, you know? but he kind of was with them, at least for this episode. Like, we get that scene where they're all kind of like, yeah, together, and then they all look at Theo, and he's like, because they all kind of start busting out their claws, and then finally he goes, okay!
Yeah.
And he did it, too. It was kind of like when all the Power Rangers, you know, like, would come together. I just felt like he was agreeing, and he was like, okay, I'll transform, too, and I'll fight, too. I don't know. I felt like, at least for this episode, he agreed to be part of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you consider him part of the pack, obviously, we probably don't. He's not who... If we name off who we think is in the pack, his name doesn't come up, obviously.
Yeah,
but for this
not,
episode, yeah. I think he agreed to be part of the pack and their plan of trying to help each other.
It's another one of those classic situations where the enemy of my enemy is my friend. You know, if you are against them, so are we, then that means we're working together on this one.
Yeah, isn't the show this season a lot like Game of Thrones, like uniting sides, right, to come together to fight a bigger cause? I mean,
there are certain archetypes in any kind of story that you tell, and there's always really strong themes, and the strongest themes concern themselves with life and death and love and fear. And it just so happens that in this particular season, we have fear, not only a theme, but a personification that's coming to fruition in a real way.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We have Mason and Corey talking about the Wild Hunt, and Mason goes, you know what, let's stop talking about the Wild Hunt and talk about what this really is. It's fear, and it's something amplifying the fear of everyone in the town.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see Deaton go into what looks to be a weird place in Eichen House where not many people can handle being in. He gets in there. He finds this artifact and he doesn't really know what it is. But then somehow Corey understands that it's only half of a picture and he draws the other half. And that's when our villain for this season is revealed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-faced monster, one very beautiful and one very ugly. And did you get the pronunciation?
Wait, are you talking about my ex-girlfriend right now or...
How do you say your name?
The two-faced monster.
Yeah, she's
no, not that one, Mom. The other one.
She's the villain of this season.
Which one? The other one. I just deflated my chair.
I think your ex-girlfriend's in the room with us. Anyway, the villain of the season is now this shapeshifter, this two-faced shapeshifter. And they said it, I caught it for a second, it was like a new kite.
Anukite.
Anukite.
Anukite Kitsune.
It's an ancient shapeshifter. Which amplifies fear.
Which is so scary because it can change, right, to fit the situation. I mean, what are you afraid of?
I don't like to actually discuss my fear because then it actually is a fear.
Ah, okay.
If it doesn't come out of your mouth, then I feel like it doesn't exist.
Okay, good, okay.
So I'm fearless, if you were wondering. Fearless over here.
Fair enough. Well,
what are you afraid of? Do you want to talk about it? Because once you put it out there, it's a thing. You know?
I know, right?
I don't like it.
Oh, man.
I'll just stick with fear itself.
I guess the idea, yeah, that of the unknown, you know, being in any kind of dark room where you know that you don't know.
You're right.
What could happen? I mean, the unknown, the ominous, the mystery is a scary place to be. I know it sounds cliche, but, you know, when I was a kid, it was never really one particular thing I was afraid of. It was if it was a dark room and I just watched a scary movie,
right.
The imagination can play games on
you. I was afraid
of
my bedroom also when I was younger.
I never said my bedroom.
Wait, did you say you never slept in your bedroom? Did you crawl in mom's bed? That's what I did. I crawled in mom's bed.
I mean, changing the subject.
Mom, did he crawl in your bed?
Ivan Soto, Scared of Heights. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Ivan Soto, Scared of Heights. Well, I just love how these guys are... Didn't you love them changing the subject real quick?
Yeah,
here.
Real
but
quick.
I love how these guys are trying to get down to the source, not the symptom. You have these... we have a New Direction live read. New Direction. Yeah, here we go. Is this the one?
No.
I think
the New Direction is just about the future of AfterBuzz and talking about how we do a lot of great shows here for you guys that are aimed at, you know, all the different after shows for TV, but that our New Direction is that we're going to be doing other shows, not just for TV, and we're expanding AfterBuzz.
Yeah, it really is cool what this studio is able to provide a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And we do hundreds of shows. I mean, for every show, there's an after show, AfterBuzz TV. But ever since our founder and our owner, Maria Menounos, had her trials and tribulations with her brain tumor, I mean, she's really stood behind us as a studio, and she's given everything financially and leadership wise to make these kinds of shows great. And they're doing a lot of cool new stuff, guys. So, you know, if you like our show, chances are you're gonna like other ones too. Go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check it out. And if you aren't already, you know, give us a thumbs up and subscribing. That's the way you show us our love, and we always love reading your comments as well.
Yeah, so, and on YouTube, they're gonna change things around a bit. There's just gonna be on our channel like the comedy section for all the comedy shows that we do, the drama section for
and
all the drama
one would
shows
be in,
we do.
This show would be in fantasy. Wouldn't it?
Maybe. or drama. Or teens. Or I don't know. It falls under so many categories.
We got a wolf section, I think.
But check it out. It's really exciting. We're going to produce our own content. And, you know, if you guys have some ideas of what you would like to see on AfterBuzz TV, shoot that our way. Because we are all about pleasing our fans and doing it for the fans. That's what this network is about. It's a fan network. So stay tuned. There's lots of exciting stuff.
Wow.
Getting back to other exciting things in Teen Wolf.
I was saying, these guys, I love how they are playing more than just detective. They're really, I mean, a lot of times you treat the symptom and not the source, right? Mm-hmm. So the symptom of this fear.
I'm writing that down, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, and that goes a long way in life. I mean, when you find a problem in life, a lot of people decide, oh, I got to take care of that problem, when that problem might just be a symptom of something that's deeper, something that's
usually
more at the core of it, right?
Usually is. And people take pills instead of changing your diet. Don't do that! Just don't eat bad.
You tell them, Christian.
Yeah.
And these guys are right on that path. They're saying no. The wild hunt and like all these, you know, these rats and these spiders and everything that's scary. I mean, this is a symptom,
right,
of something that's deeper, and we need to get to the bottom of it.
I'm glad in episode 5 now we're on to, you know, the real villain and what this is. And I'm really curious about this, Ryan. So we've seen the ugly face, right? We've seen that ugly monster around that's a shapeshifter. But what is the beautiful one? do you think this is a person or
Mom.
Aww. He kind of just complimented you but also called you a villain.
Oh.
You're a beautiful one though.
Does that mean I have two faces?
I don't know.
I mean, you did always have eyes in the back of your head.
I always did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually looked for them a couple of times.
Oh, I believe that.
Where are they?
How did you know?
Yeah.
I want to talk about Malia and Scott this episode when they decide, when they take, FBI Agent McCall's advice about what needs to happen is de-escalation of this war. He's like, you guys need to leave town. So they pretend to, right? Mm-hmm. Even they don't even tell Mason that they're not really leaving town. And he's like, yeah. What?
Scott and Malia have been getting a little bit closer, haven't they?
Yeah, and right when they are picking up their bags, which they even tricked me because I was like, he's packing and Malia's helping him with his bag. So obviously this is real. They're leaving town. Malia grabs Scott's hand and he's like, mm-hmm. Could have grabbed a bag. But they were, like, it was so innocent and, like, laughing. Like, they were, like, so giddy and, like, laughing, and it was cute. I don't know. What do you think about their relationship? They're really natural. They're doing it very natural, the progression this season.
Yeah, I like how the writers are easing us into it. It's not just coming out of left field. You know, what is it now? Scalia? Is that what we're going with?
Probably Scalia.
Scalia.
Or Mascot.
Mascot? That's like a type of ferret or something.
I think you're like right with Scalia.
Yeah, Scalia. And I like how they're easy. I mean, it is natural. They've been friends for a long time. They're both mm-hmm. wild at heart. And it would be nice to. I mean, the series is coming to a close, and
five more episodes.
It would be nice to have them, you know, end up with someone that they both deserve, and I feel like they do deserve each other.
I agree. How much do you hate Nolan? That little dude. Well, I hate him. He threw the grenade. He turned off the lights. There's other cops that are on the bad side that we can't trust. We don't know who to trust.
Speaking of Nolan, we have CeCe Frigg asking, hey, Ryan, do you think Nolan was remorseful from his actions from last week? And I'm going to, since you were talking about it last week, what do you think? Do you think he's remorseful for what he's, you know...
I don't think so, honestly, because even in this episode, he knew Jang, and it didn't, like, they were childhood friends, they mentioned, and it's, like, doesn't seem to change him. But I also feel like he's stuck in a trap with Monroe, actually. It seems like Monroe is kind of like, you have to prove yourself, you have to do this, blah, blah, blah. And maybe he's feeling a little bad, because it seemed like when she told him, hey, don't worry about the wolves, they were taken care of. And obviously, we can't trust anyone, because the FBI agent driving the van... actually shot the wolves after we spent this entire episode protecting them and agreeing to leave town. They got shot anyway. So at that point, I think that Nolan was shocked and upset because he did realize that Jang, one of the werewolves, was his friend from when he was a lot younger.
Yeah.
So I feel like hopefully this is a turning point for him and he will start helping the right side, which is the pack.
Yeah, it's one thing, you know, to betray someone or to see them a certain way, but as soon as they're really gone, it becomes all more real for you. And, you know, speaking of Nolan and his destiny, we have Cray Cray Tay-Tay saying, I feel like Nolan will change Gabe, will probably be killed, and Monroe, hopefully, will be killed.
I don't know if Nolan's going to get killed, because he's like a young kid who doesn't really know what he's doing, and I feel like... the show is empathetic towards that. We know Scott's definitely empathetic towards that. So maybe he'll come around. I don't really want to see anyone die that's not like a villainous monster. I think even Monroe is turning a corner. I don't know. But what about Morrow, the cop who shot herself this episode because fear suddenly came into the room? That was really scary. I haven't really seen something like that on Teen Wolf. I was thrown off.
Yeah, it was really dark.
Yeah.
You know, when you're going to places like that, I mean... it's a scary place to think that someone could be in the, I mean, people commit suicide all the time and they're always terrible stories and tragedies. It's never like one like, well, yeah, you know, that's probably a good move. Like, no, it's never something that you can look at as being like an appropriate thing to happen ever.
I don't think there's anything
whether they're bad
worse
or good. Yeah,
than
it's
that.
It's and to see it happen is really damning.
Like, you would have more fun going out on the street and living homeless, I feel like, than just putting an end to it all.
Yeah, like go to, you know,
anywhere.
Go to China and be a monk or something.
Do whatever.
Do anything.
Change
else.
Your life completely.
Yeah.
Don't just give up. But in this situation, the fear like completely got to her, and it was really scary because, you know, she's a cop and she was holding this gun and she just took it out and shot herself. I mean, it's one thing when the fear in the show amplified to a point where it's turning everyone against each other, but then it's turning characters on themselves.
Yeah.
That's really scary.
It's kind of like a happening kind of thing happening. And when you don't have control over your own willpower, I mean, what's more terrifying than that?
No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But I did like how they tried to, with Monroe, they tried to trick her. They put the dead bodies in the body bags and was like, this is Jing and Tierney. And she's like, well, I want to see their tattoos.
Nah, you don't need to see their tattoos.
And then that's thankfully when the FBI agent, Scott's dad, came up and de-escalated the situation. Because that's all the FBI is good for!
You tell him, Chris, you are on fire tonight. Mom! What do you got?
With the suicide, I was just going to say, permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Yeah.
You know, so
we have
never
yeah
a good ending.
No, we have great mom advice in studio tonight.
Yeah, a permanent solution to temporary problem. Yeah, and that's absolutely exactly right. If and you know, it seems like people have been talking about Susan, not to stay on the subject too long, but I feel like it's almost been kind of nonchalant. You know, you have 13 Reasons Why out there, mm-hmm. and people are kind of glorifying exactly. it in some kind of way. And it is an epidemic among young people, old people, girls, guys alike around the world. Mm-hmm. And you just got to know that there is love out there in the world mm-hmm. for you. And, you know, if you're ever feeling sad at all, shoot us a text, you know, or
a message.
You know, reach out to us. I mean, we love you guys. Anyone who's listening, you are loved, whether you know it or not. So don't ever give
up. Because
we
love you forever and always. We really do, though. Anyone, you can ask the fans who has reached out to me on Twitter, Instagram, even my Facebook. Like, I accept their friend requests. I chat with them. It's nice. I really like, you know, everyone coming together and reaching out to us, even in a friendly way. It's really sweet. But, yeah, if you need us, we're here for you.
We're here for you.
Talking about... Now, Mason at the chalkboard, when he's up there doing a problem, and suddenly Invisible Corey writes Animal Clinic mm-hmm. on the board and runs away, and Mason leaves class immediately. That was really cute, and then he finds out that the pack is back because they never left. They just
back
tricked
is
everyone.
Back! It's about to be back. It's time.
I can't imagine what it was like raising Ryan. Probably very entertaining. You got a whole TV show right here. Many voices, many talents,
very
many skills.
Thank
right
you,
here.
Never a dull moment.
Well, I'm glad that they didn't leave town. Even Melissa McCall said last week, you know, I've never told my son to run, and I'm glad that they didn't. They're going to fight back. Let's go ahead and go into predictions.
Ooh. I love that sound.
I know you do. So it looks like next week it's going to be war. Because they didn't leave.
No, it's still a standoff. I mean, you got one side versus the other.
But I'm glad we got Deaton now telling us about the shapeshifter with the two faces, because I think once he comes in and we start focusing on the real problem, which is this enemy that's amplifying the town. The town's definitely mad. Mm-hmm. They have reason to be. Like, they've lost a lot of family members accidentally through, you know, the supernatural fighting. While you're trying to protect somebody, something always goes wrong. So there were some people that were killed, unfortunately, you know, that the pack could not protect. So those people are taking it out on the pack, and I get it, but this two-faced shapeshifter is amplifying that.
Mm-hmm.
So once we take care of this new villain or start hunting it down and a cure, I feel like everyone will relax a little bit on their revenge plan. That those agendas are going to settle down a little bit. What do you think?
I think that there is going to be... A serious casualty in this war.
Aww.
And I don't know who it is, but I feel this storm brewing. I know.
No!
Oh, no! I know. I think that, you know, once, I mean, someone's going to sacrifice themselves or something in a glorious way.
Mm. I hope it's not Scott.
I mean.
I hope it's not the Teen Wolf.
I don't know. You know, you
That'd
don't want that to happen.
That'd be a terrible way to you end don't want, this series.
I know. You're right. But in that kind of weight, I think, mm-hmm. is going to have to be dropped in order to be lifted, so to speak.
Right.
And clear the air. And people will either live in this new world where they understand and accept that these things exist, or they'll kind of just wake up from a fog and not really know that things yeah. kind of, Who you knows? Know, are the way they are. But either way, I see a storm a brewing. On a lighter note, we have Ivan Soto predicting that Scott and Malia will finally kiss next week.
I think you're right, Ivan Soto. Yeah, I believe that that's going to happen. I think by the end of the season, I don't think Scott's going to die. I think he's going to be in love. Okay?
Okay. He's going His heart is going to stop for
True
Malia.
Romantic.
Yeah. And on that amazing note, I think we should say goodnight. And you have a lot of guests to look forward to this season.
Yeah. Who do we have? I mean, who could top my mom?
I mean, no one's going to top your mom, but we have
Jazz
a lot
hands.
Of...
Jazz hands.
Yeah.
We have a lot of other actors and actresses on the show. You just have to watch and find out.
Is Lyndon coming in?
He just might. You have to watch and find out.
We might have Sheriff Stolinsky come in. We might have some other people come in. You guys, all you got to do is subscribe and like and comment and stay tuned for your number one Teen Wolf after show.
Ryan, where can we follow you?
You can follow me into the mists of Avalon.
Fantastic. Mom, can you tell us something embarrassing about Ryan before we lead out? Look at her face! Look at her face! Like, was he a good kid growing up? Was he bad? Was he a Teen Wolf?
He was...
I can't hear you. There's
a buzz.
There's a weird after buzz.
He is my magic.
Aww.
He is my magic.
That is
good
so
answer.
A Melissa McCall line
yeah.
that she would say about Scott. That's
oh, really?
the main guy in the show, his mom.
Aww.
Yeah, she has like the mic drop lines, and I think that was a mic drop line.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I love you, Mom. Come here.
Aww. This is how we like to end our AfterBuzz TV shows. With love.
I got a special.
And if you guys love your parents and your friends, you'll come back next week. Where we're going to supply the hugs and the love. And until then, go hug somebody else.
Yes.
We love you guys. Same time, same place. See you next week.
Don't you need somebody to hug?
Don't you want somebody to hug?
Get over here, Chrissy. Get over here.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Ow!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.